Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday Sermon, which is the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Centre in Dola in Zambia, producing and presenting this programme. Today there are many messages that we receive from the readings. One of them is, well, surprising, casting out demons or being a prophet is not just for the elite in our communities. And these days, I suppose, the elite are the priests and the bishops and the Pope. But everybody is anointed priest, prophet and king. And we have all these facilities with us if we only believe in ourselves and if we are even allowed to believe in ourselves. But of course, we must do all this in the name of Jesus. And the name of Jesus is very important. In Hebrews chapter 1, verses 4 to 14, there is no name exalted higher in honor and glory than the name of Jesus Christ. All the major ideas in Hebrews are centered around the title of Christ as the Son of God and the great High Priest. We stand in awe of such a person and realize that only in his name we do many things, and not so much we, but he in us. God has given him the name that is above every name in Philippians chapter 2, verse 10, so that all beings in the heavens, on earth, and in the underworld should bend the knee at the name of Jesus. End of quote. And secondly, in our readings today, anything that causes us to sin must be severed from our midst. We have to be strict in getting rid of bad habits and bad relationships and bad company. Thirdly, God save us if we should lead anyone astray, especially the young and innocent. It's a weight on our shoulders. Giving scandal is one of these. As Christians, we live dignified lives. We ought never to be seen doing wrong. How do we show this? Because these days the world is watching everybody. Jesus's one solution is, be ye perfect. Strive for perfection. We have Jesus who is in us if we invite him in. We have done so by our baptism and our baptism promises. We are anointed priest, prophet, and royalty, our king. But it's easy to slide into sin and imperfection, especially if we don't practice our faith. Those who practice their faith make a huge commitment every time we go to Mass and especially receive communion. Yes, this is faith in action, our practicing our faith. We shouldn't take communion and go out in the world around us and create scandal like fighting, backbiting, gossiping, bad behavior, just to mention a few. Remember, our youth are watching us. How do we practice our faith? Faith teaches us a way of life. We are never frightened or disheartened when things go wrong in our life. We are never shaken in our belief when life gets hard. In fact, the more trials, the better. This may sound easy to say, but hard when the challenges come our way. Sickness, financial difficulties, relationship problems, etc., etc. But faith is confidence in what we hope for and the assurance that the Lord is working even though we cannot see it. Faith knows, no matter what the situation in our lives or someone else's life, that the Lord is working in it. When we receive communion, we are assured that Jesus is with us and we are never alone. But practicing can be brought down to simple actions, like prayer every morning and night. Pray as a family, read the Bible, maybe use the readings of the Mass when we read the Bible at home. Read the lives of the saints and teach your children. Show our partners and children that God is at work even though we may not see Him. Have patience in difficulties. Wait and expect the Lord Jesus to show and come to you. Look back over your life and see how God has helped you so far. This is faith in action. Read Psalm 118, verse 18. Lord, open my eyes that I may see your glory today. Be thankful, even when sick. You will find plenty of times when you feel thankful to God. God won't let you down. This is faith in action. Pope Francis has shown us faith in action by his pastoral approach to his papacy. Francis has modeled inclusion through his warm embrace of individuals disfigured by disease, people with special needs, and young children. His birthday parties include hospital patients and people experiencing homelessness. In his 2015 visit to the United States, he spent his last day with 100 inmates at a Philadelphia detention center, calling on all citizens to facilitate in rehabilitation and re-entry of the incarcerated people. Pictures often surface of Francis receiving the sacrament of reconciliation. His commitment to go to confession every 2 weeks reinforces his claim that God never tires of forgiving us. This is a great example of faith in action. We too can decide to practice our faith by modeling our lives on Christ, who was kind and generous and respectful of all people. Christ is in the Gospels and is being revealed to us slowly as individuals. So every day we put into practice our faith in so many ways. If we try, we will be surprised by the God of surprises. So we have no fear of giving scandal or leading others astray as long as we are practicing our faith. Actions based on faith that teaches us of the love of a tremendous God who died for us on Calvary and is shown to us in every Mass we attend. This is the center of our faith. Remember, our motivation for doing good is one of gratitude and not so as to gain a reward in heaven. Lord, help us to be generous and kind as you were, especially on the cross when you gave your life for us. Help us to give of ourselves for other people and show love and respect and forgiveness especially, and also ask for forgiveness for ourselves as we go along through this life, finding you every day in the ins and outs and ups and downs and the problems and the difficulties and the great times of our everyday living. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you a beautiful Sunday and a grace-filled week ahead.